Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Sometimes I'm right, and I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. A butcher, a banker, a drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people. Yeah, yeah. Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Morning Show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, locally grown radio. Got your host James here, joined by Laura.
Hi.
And the best listeners in radio.
That's you.
Thanks for being here, everybody. We hope you're having a good one out there. We got some great stuff on the way for you this hour. Going to get into a little Crayola talk. Ooh. Crayola, are they the world's favorite crayon?
They're certainly mine.
We will talk about that and find out a little bit later. We'll yes, also please. Get into a couple of other fun topics. And we've got our schedule to get into. Good stories of the day. A lot of great local events happening. Mm-hmm. Chance for you guys to be a hero out there coming up a little bit later. We've got for you. Laura has that.
I do.
Got other great stuff, too. But we begin with entertainment news. And, of course, we are the home for Dolly Parton news.
It's true. We are.
So we, of course, begin with Miss Parton. Mm-hmm. She just announced that her long-awaited song Teller Hotel in downtown Nashville is officially open for reservations.
Oh.
The grand opening isn't until June of next year, but the hotel looks awesome. So you might want to get your reservations in now. It's a 245-room hotel that will be a tribute to Dolly's life and music.
Mm.
It will feature colorful decor, butterfly chandeliers, a purple guitar floor, and lyrics on the walls. It's basically a Dolly dreamscape.
It sounds incredible. Are you going to show me pictures?
I am going to try to.
That's going to be so cool.
Where is it? I didn't pull that one up. Here it is. It's right. It's down here. I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, you're
everybody.
Doing great.
I thought I had this pulled up.
Oh, there's Dolly.
So it's just an announcement of, I don't think it shows any of the images of it.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Oh, no, it does.
Oh, whoa. Oh, wait. Oh,
whoa.
Oh,
well, that's the prettiest hotel I've ever seen.
So it's like a Barbie
seen.
Dream house if Barbie was Dolly Parton.
Yeah, that's a pretty, like that. You might want to wear sunglasses in there because it's bright. There's some bright colors.
It's very
in there.
Shiny.
It's very Dolly.
It's shiny and colorful.
Cool.
Like I said, it's a Barbie dream house if Barbie was Dolly Parton.
It's
spectacular. I'm going to make it a point to stay there.
You put it in,
I love Nashville.
And you put it in Nashville. I mean, you know, if you're going to Nashville, you're going for this. You're
Why
going
not?
For things like this.
Yeah.
It's smart. You know, one of the things that I like about her, and I don't say this as an insult to anybody that does do this, and I certainly mean this with respect towards the band Kiss, because I think it's really impressive what they have pulled off in their careers.
Sure.
Where they were not bashful about this. They were going to put their name on everything.
Yes, they
were. They were going to sell themselves on everything. And normally, if you do that, you get called
a sellout.
You could think,
but they wore it like a badge of honor.
Yeah. If anything, their fan base loved this and appreciated this.
Please pander to me some more. I'm into this.
I think the bluntness and the honesty of it really went a long way with that fan base. And even people who aren't necessarily Kiss fans don't really bark about that. They don't really have an issue with it.
No, because it's honest.
On the same level, I see Dolly Parton, her whole career selling things like this or doing things like this. And none of it feels tacky to me. None of it feels like, oh, she's just going for a buck or two here. Like it
no,
never comes
just
across
being
that
Dolly.
Way. Yeah, there is no way you could teach that. There's no master class you could give to, hey, here's how you handle this.
You can't train someone to become Dolly Parton. You either are or you are not Dolly Parton.
It's really impressive when you think about it. Like, to try to pull that off is very impressive. I don't know. And we love Dolly.
We do.
Dolly said when she was talking to Storyteller about it, quote, "It's a place where folks can see my journey through my own eyes, every color, every story, every dream."
Okay.
Hotel also includes two live music venues called Jolene's and Parton's Place.
Yes!
Or Parton's Live, I'm sorry.
And that's the reason you stay at Dolly Parton's Hotel.
On the third floor, fans can step into Dolly's Life of Many Colors Museum, which is 20,000 square foot exhibit that celebrates her journey.
Oh, I'm
going to
go there so hard.
From the Smoky Mountains to becoming the Queen of Country.
Gonna Google it.
I've always wanted to go to Tennessee. I've always wanted to check out Memphis and Nashville. I think I'd want to stay here. I think I might want to check that out.
I love Nashville. I love it very much. And I've been to Tennessee a few times, and I have never had a bad time But now I want to stay in Dolly Parton's Dreammore Resort and Spa.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't even want to think about what it costs, but it does look like a fun stay.
Oh, you know, it's not as bad as I'd thought.
Yeah.
It's more expensive than a regular hotel, naturally, but it's not a crazy bit more expensive than a regular hotel. Like, it's $100 more a night, but you're also getting two music venues and a museum.
You're getting an experience.
Yeah.
You're not just sleeping.
So, right. It's not just a hotel. You're getting $100 more of experience.
I hadn't really thought of it that way, but when you think about it that way, oh, man, I think you're getting a deal there, right?
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's a lot.
Huh. Yeah. Interesting. I don't know. Seems like it's worthwhile. Every year we talk about this, and every year they do it, People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive.
He's a very handsome man, but I've never seen that face before, have I?
They announced that Jonathan Bailey is Jimmy Fallon, I should say, announced People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive. It's Jonathan Bailey from Bridgerton. He is Lord Anthony Bridgerton.
Oh, that explains why I don't know that face.
So Furio in the Wicked movies and Dr. Yep. Henry Loomis in Jurassic World Rebirth.
Yep.
I've never seen that face. Yeah, the only one of those I've seen is the Jurassic World movie.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that he was this big of an actor. He plays a bit of a smaller role in it.
I've seen clips of Bridgerton. I've never seen Bridgerton. He's so very I don't good. Know him.
Like, yeah. I have to admit, I did not know he was this well known.
And he is very handsome.
Stupid right now.
I support the decision.
Yeah, he's handsome. Yeah, he's handsome.
Yeah, good job, I think.
I don't know that this is something, and of all the things
well,
I never
and it's
have.
Not the same guy for a 14th time either.
Yeah. I don't know if of all the things that I have never had to. I forget what I was going to say, but there's. I can't imagine that with this guy, it's got to be a heck of a. I can't imagine that it's a great feeling. I don't know if I'd want this.
Yeah.
I don't know that this is something I'd want to have, like, especially as an actor.
Sure.
Like you are so easily categorized and typed,
mm-hmm.
and the moment that this is what you're known for, mm-hmm. that's the only kind of roles you're going to get.
You're the pretty face guy now.
And most actors, especially British actors, to be stereotypical, but every British actor mm-hmm. I've ever read about, known, anything, they don't take this lightly. So.
Yeah.
Typecasting.
Yeah.
So I don't know that I would necessarily want this, but I don't know if you can push back on it. Like, if People Magazine names you this, do you kind of have to go with it? Like, can you turn it down?
I think you have to accept it. I think you would have to accept it. I'm guessing people have turned it down in the past.
Got it, right? History of them doing
but
this.
But I think what he has, like, in the career aspect of things, right, I think he's got a wide enough range of things that he's accomplished as an actor prior to this that it's probably not going to harm him too much.
He tells People Magazine, quote, "It's a huge honor. Obviously, I'm incredibly flattered. It's completely absurd. It's been a secret, so I'm quite excited for some friends and family to find out."
Adorable.
It being a secret that he knew this and he wasn't able to tell anybody. Bailey says his first crush was probably Prince Eric from The Little Mermaid.
Fair.
He is openly gay. And I don't know how many openly gay men have been named Sexiest Man
Alive.
Not
many.
So, yeah, I got to think that's a pretty low number. So
yeah.
That's interesting. That's noteworthy.
Cool.
For his ideal date night, he says, "I love a walk, I love a dinner, and theater and a movie." It depends on what number date it is, though. So that's
just
one criteria in that. But yeah,
adorable.
I mean, of all the things I never have to worry about in life, being named sexiest anything is one of them. But I do wonder what it would be like to have that on your shoulders.
You would have a hard time with the being the pretty faced guy.
I don't even believe when my mom tells me I'm handsome, let alone if they did this. I wouldn't buy it. They would never get me on the phone. I would be hanging up on them. Yeah, nice prank call. Yeah. Yeah, Chris, I know it's you. Like, I'd never buy it.
Right.
I would never believe it. I had to look this up, though, and I don't know if anybody else has ever done this. What's their criteria for this? Like, how do they do this?
I'm
like,
sure they've got a whole...
Is it a popularity thing? Is it whatever? Well,
they probably got a committee.
I threw it into the Googler, and there is no secret formula for it, exactly. People Magazine considers a combination of factors, charisma, cultural impact, and public persona.
Mm-hmm.
They also factor in willingness to participate in the promotion.
Yep, so they have to accept it.
That's an interesting part of that. That's an interesting part of that.
And it's probably a matter of, you know, they get to their... They've whittled it down to like four or five names, and they reach out to them and say, "We'd like to consider you four."
Yeah. You're right. That's probably the way that they do that. Home Alone is celebrating its 35th anniversary this month, and we might finally have an update on what some of the characters are up to now. Macaulay Culkin stars as Kevin McAllister in a new ad for Home Instead, a company that provides in-home, non-medical care for seniors.
Oh.
It's a cool company. They do some good work. And well done by him, you know, being a spokesperson for them. In the ad, he's seen talking on the phone with one of his siblings, and he says, quote, "I'm just worried about mom being by herself, you know, if she falls down and, or gets snowed in. They never did catch that South Bay shovel slayer."
That's hilarious.
So why is Kevin's mom alone? Is Mr. McAllister not with us anymore? That's what a bunch of people who've seen the commercial. She could also be alone because dad's out of town or something. Like,
right. They could have gotten divorced. Mind your business.
Yeah. Later in the ad, Kevin meets old man Marley's granddaughter as she's shoveling in the sidewalk, and the commercial ends with the tagline, "Home but not alone."
Okay.
Well played by the advertising company on
honestly,
this one.
Honestly, yeah.
Very
it's a
well
cute
played.
Idea. Good job.
Good on Macaulay Culkin, because I can tell you right now.
I love seeing his face. Anytime he's out there, I love it.
I would almost bet money that he did this scale. Sorry, scale is minimum wage or whatever for anybody out there in the acting community. A company like this does not have a big budget.
Mm-hmm.
They are not able to afford A-list actors.
Right.
They got an A-list actor
and
for it.
And they took a shot and asked Macaulay to do it. And he said, yeah.
Which, as a side note, he wasn't, like, as a child actor, he was, and then he had a time where he wasn't, and now I think you can consider him an A-lister again. That's pretty impressive for Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah.
I will admit part of this is benefited by his younger brother and the, you know, his star
the
rising.
The goodwill that has come from that.
Kieran Culkin is
a legendary talent at this point.
I don't want to take anything away from Macaulay Culkin.
No.
I think it's kind of cool that he has kept
I don't think
it
him. Does take away from Macaulay Culkin.
Also, looks damn good.
Like, he looks great.
He looks good for
you can
his
tell.
Age, man.
You can tell when a man is happy, man.
But he didn't always. That's part of the reason I bring it up.
Like, you
he,
look at that face, and that's him as a happy man.
Really, really enjoyed him on American Horror Story.
Yeah.
Like, seeing him do, like, that kind of character was very impressive to me.
Yeah.
And then our final story here. And
all right.
This may be a bit of a that ain't right story.
Okay.
We're talking Wheel of Fortune here for a little bit, and as we get closer to Christmas, they may have ended up on the naughty list.
Oh, dear.
1 Million Moms, a division of the American Family Association, launched a petition urging the producers to return the show to its family-friendly roots.
Oh, for the love of Pete.
And why did they do this? Because earlier this year, they started using the phrase, "What the fun?" The group says, quote, "Unfortunately, the recent added puzzle category, What the Fun, aims at mature modern audiences with insinuated profanity." Making it no longer suitable for family viewing. They add that Wheel has, quote, "deliberately chosen to include controversial categories instead of wholesome ones," end of quote. Huh.
Yeah, the thing of it is, they are modern, mature audiences that they're trying to gain. And if, perhaps, you are not mature enough to apply, don't watch it.
What kids are watching Wheel of Fortune?
It's not for kids.
Yeah. When is, like, ever...
Also, like, the phrase is, "What the fun?"
I don't know... This is entertainment evolution. This is what happens. Things grow. They get, you know, more. We push the envelope so far to the point where the envelope changes. The goal line moves.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the 60s and 70s and 80s, there are different things. Heck, what's his name from Family Feud used to kiss everybody.
But that's a good thing that we stopped doing that.
That's what I mean. We evolved from it. We don't do that anymore.
Right.
With something like game show categories, I guarantee Jeopardy's categories have changed quite a
They're
bit over the years.
They're mad at wordplay. Wordplay is like the whole thing, man. It's Wheel of Fortune.
As of last night, the petition had close to 12,000 signatures, significantly less than 1 million.
Uh-huh.
Maybe they're reaching a bit with their name. You know, I don't know. But
they've been reaching with that name for a while.
I don't know. I think that one of the things that's important is people standing up for things they believe in.
Sure.
Whether there's 1,000 people behind you or not. I think there's something to that. I also feel like if you've got this many people, you know, and their attention, couldn't we be isn't there bigger fish to fry? Isn't there more important issues?
Not for them, because that's their whole deal.
I guess, yeah. Mm.
It's really disappointing that that's their whole deal. There are so much more important things to deal with, and this is what they're doing.
Yeah, because think if they took that same energy and that attention to something that really, really needs its attention, really, you know, school lunches, you know, different things like that, to programs that could really use the attention.
I bet you could find an actual million moms who would support free school lunches.
Yeah, well done. Well played. We will take a quick time out. We'll come back. Wanted to talk about a local concert coming to town and our newsletter and our recipes we're collecting and all that coming up on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody.
Yeah.
Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Lauren James hanging out with you. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah.
Wanted to touch on a couple of events. You know, we like to wrap up our show with highlighting events in our area and everything.
Yeah.
But sometimes we got so many that I like to get
this is one of those times.
Yeah. It's getting that time of year, everybody, as we're getting closer and closer to we are in the holiday marathon season.
We kind of are now, yeah.
So it's go time, not only with Thanksgiving coming up and everything, but tomorrow we are going to be celebrating WFHR's 85th anniversary.
Yeah, we are.
More on that in a moment. Mm-hmm. One of the things we've been able to do for 85 years around here, though, is highlight local events, local things going on. Mm-hmm. And one of them I wanted to bring attention to, and they're actually going to be our Rapids Report guest a little bit later today.
Yeah.
Laura. We have McMillan Library joining us a little later. Looking forward to that. Love talking to our local
hub. Yeah, we're going to have some people coming in from the makerspace.
One of the things that I imagine we're going to talk about is their McMillan concert series, Brian Drow.
Oh, cool.
Brian is described as a pop folk artist with a large dose of blues, rock, and country influences. He's a fun artist. It covers a lot of different songs. I over the weekend, listened to a bit of him. He does a great time.
Oh, cool.
He's got a great version of I Won't Back Down you can find.
Fun.
And I just wanted to play a little bit of him for the audience to give them an idea of him. This is Brian off of his website, Brian Drow Music. Music. You can find it right away. You just throw his name into the search engine, it'll pop up. It's the first thing that pops up.
That's handy.
Rock and roll.
That is Brian.
Yeah, that'll be a good one, and it's a free show, right?
It's a free show, and he really loves working with the audience. He loves audience participation. I seen the Tom Petty song I was talking about. He was in Madison performing that. And, did a really, it really was good. He's a fun
Very
one.
Very cool. That'll be a good show.
It's a great chance to get out of the house, take in some music, have a good time. I encourage you to check out the McMillan Concert Series, Brian Drow. He is coming to town Thursday, November 13th from 7 to 9:30 over at the Fine Arts Center over at McMillan.
Awesome.
It's going to be a fun show, everybody.
Yeah, well.
Be sure to check that out. And as I mentioned, with big events going on this month and everything, one of them is happening this week, our 85th anniversary.
Yeah.
We'll be talking a lot more about this tomorrow. We'll be spending a good portion of our morning show going down memory lane and, you know, just talking with... I'm trying to get a special guest on to talk about this with us, and I don't want to mention it yet because I believe I have it confirmed, but I don't have it 100%. But looking forward to that in the 10 o'clock hour. And certainly throughout the month, we're going to be celebrating this. We're not just 85 years. You can't just wrap that up in one day.
Yeah.
We're going to spend the whole month of November talking about our anniversary, talking about the history of WFHR in this community, and the future of WFHR. We've got some very, very exciting things that we're working on.
Yeah.
We're very excited about. One of them is our newsletter.
Yeah.
And it's only getting stronger every day, Laura.
Yeah. No, and the news that Mel's been putting out onto the airwaves this week so far has been just outstanding.
I encourage people to get the newsletter so you get that right to your email box and you get a lot of those great stories.
Usually on Thursday afternoons, it'll drop there in your email inbox. All you've got to do is sign up at WFHR.com.
Got a lot of our best reporters working on that. The sports is covered better than anybody in this area by Michael Comer.
Mm-hmm, that'll be in there.
And while you're there, why not give us your recipes?
You should really do that.
Yeah, get them to us, everybody. We're putting together an 85th anniversary cookbook. It is a love letter to our community. Yeah. We want you to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Submit your new recipes. Get them to us.
Yep. It will not be the same without your recipes. In fact, it will be empty.
It's a very good point. Yes. So get them to us. And if your recipe is submitted, you get a free copy of the cookbook.
You do. And we can guarantee a cover that will make you laugh.
Yeah, you guys came up with a good one. Yeah, you guys. I can't argue with that.
Yep.
We're looking forward to collecting these, getting them to the printer, and getting them out. With that, we are going to have to wrap this up pretty soon, everybody.
Yep.
So, you know, keep that in mind. Get them to us. Get it to us now, and you ain't got to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you to everybody who has already submitted, because we've gotten a good selection so far.
Good.
We want to keep those going, though, so keep getting them to us. Get to WFHR.com, sign up for the newsletter, and, of course, get us those recipes. And keep in mind, too, that we work hand-in-hand with our sister station, 105.5 WIRI. Mm-hmm. You go to either one of our websites, and you're going to have the other one right there for you.
It's true. It's just a tab away.
One of my, I think one of the cooler things, and man, I wish this was around when I was a kid, they have a song suggestion mm-hmm. little box there that you can go ahead yep. and send your requests in and everything on WIRI.
They do, and I have had a friend discover the station and send out a shout out and thank me for being on there. She thought it was so cool. Shout out to you, Leah.
Go ahead and get on over to either website, bookmark them, and you know, be in touch with us, everybody. Mm-hmm. We love interacting with our community, with our audience. You guys are as much a part of this station as we are.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that new newsletter, too, coming out this week. That's going to be good.
Very excited about it. Like I said, the news this week has been great on the air, so I'm excited to see the articles.
I love that Melissa is, obviously, she's a strong reporter. She does her homework, all those things. Really enjoying how much stronger she is getting as well at production.
Yeah.
And she's always been good at it. But yeah. She's getting better and better. That
so good.
Her work with sound is yep. getting better and better.
Yep. With the tearing down of that tower at the mill, ooh. That was such a good piece.
It's really timed
We're
perfectly.
We're definitely nominating that one for the WBAs. That was a yeah. good one.
Definitely, yeah. And, you know, along with other events going on in the area, we've got a great one coming up this Thursday. The Doo-Wop Project
That's
will be
right.
in town. They are thanks to our friends at the Arts Council of Southwood County. They're bringing this amazing show to doo-wopify our community.
Yeah.
Along with that, they, of course, do this with a lot of modern songs from Taylor Swift, Pharrell Williams, Daft Punk, and, of course, the classics. They like to do a lot of the doo-wop classics mm-hmm. out there.
And this is Broadway-level talent doing this, too. It's a good show.
Really, I cannot stress enough how talented these individuals mm-hmm. are. It's really incredible. Mm-hmm. And it's right in town. You know, you're probably 5-10 minutes away, wherever you're living, to this great show at the Southwood County Rec. I'm sorry, at the Performing Arts Center.
At the Performing Arts Center.
I was thinking River Kings. I'm sorry.
You're so close.
I got hockey on the brain. I apologize. I blame my father. This show is coming up this Thursday, 7:30, at the Performing Arts Center, 1801 16th Street South. You can get tickets right now at savorthearts.com or call up.
That's right. You can do that. 715-424-2600 or using the Civic Media app.
Give us your favorite doo-wop song, doo-wop band, any of the above.
Yeah.
And we'll get you these tickets. We appreciate everybody listening and playing along, and certainly appreciate Sally giving us these tickets.
For sure.
It was very cool of her.
I love the relationship we have with the Southwood County Arts Council.
Yeah. I smile as soon as I see Sally on
Every
the schedule.
Time.
Like, I know it's going to be a great interview.
Every time.
It's so much fun. We appreciate our friends over there. Head on over, bookmark their webpage, savorthearts.com, and get these tickets. Call up, everybody. Get these tickets from us right now. We will take a quick time out, get to our news, sports, entertainment break. When we come back, we're talking crayons.
All right.
On the morning show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. I'm that beat. I get moving.
I love Daft Punk so much. I can't even hide it. Mm-hmm. I got really excited when this played. I didn't know this bumper was
in there. I just
want
to play it. I just want to let it play. I can't help it. That beat gets me.
Around the world.
Stuck in my head now. Yep. In news your five-year-old will care about,
nope.
Crayola just released results from a huge poll they did to find out what our favorite crayon color is.
Oh my goodness, what is it?
Our national nightmare is over. We know. They asked people in 183 different countries.
Mm-hmm.
So usually these surveys are pretty American-based.
Right.
This one's kind of interesting that it goes all around. And if you've ever seen The Devil Wears Prada, which I have not, you'll know exactly what this shade is.
Oh?
The most popular crayon color in the world is Carillion.
Cerulean.
It's the shade of Anne.
It's a blue.
It's the shade of Anne Hathaway's blue sweater in the scene where Meryl Streep shames her.
Yep.
Yeah. The top three crayon colors are.
It's a good color.
Are all muted shades of blue and purple. Cerulean right. blue, robin's egg blue.
That's a solid one.
And wisteria.
Yeah, purple? Wisteria. So
wisteria
it's,
purple.
It's like a smoky light purple, like a pastel-y smoky light purple.
They're also the top three in the U.S.
All right. Sure. Mine is nowhere near there, but I expected that.
Hang on to that, though.
I'm hanging on.
Wild strawberry is third in Canada and the UK. That was the kind of difference between us and Canada.
It's a very pinky red. Yeah. I liked wild strawberry a lot.
I'm a little familiar with these colors, I think, but
you're just gonna pull up a Crayola website.
I was gonna do that because I don't know what happened. I had all these pulled up already,
Crayola.
But the
colored
here chart. Here it is. So there they are. They're right there for you. They don't look that different to me than, you know, the purple or pink or whatever, but they are cool colors.
Yeah, those are fine.
They also broke it down by age. Cerulean is number one for Gen Zers, Millennials, and Gen X. Baby boomers prefer a color called Purple Heart, and the favorite crayon color for kids today is sky blue.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Hmm.
Sure.
But that is from Crayola. You can go to their website, crayola.com, to find out more if you'd like.
Oh my gosh.
It is a pretty fun website. They got some pretty cool stuff at that time. So
I'm trying to zoom in on this image I found. Hey.
Did you have your favorite crayon color?
Macaroni and cheese.
Hmm. That's your favorite?
That is my favorite crayon color.
Huh.
Hang on, I found it.
Let me see here. Oh, yeah. Oh, it is. That's a cool. Wow. It's almost an orangish yellow. It's. Yeah. I assumed it'd be yellow, but it's more orange yellow. Than,
yeah, it's more it's orangey. Than it's kind of like a, you know, it's almost a pastel-y orange.
And that is a that it looks like, you know, mac and cheese, the sauce.
It's like the powder.
Yeah.
It looks like mac and cheese powder.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
They are able to do such things with colors nowadays.
It's true, they are. I'm trying to find, there's another one that's like hard to find, and I can't remember the color. Dandelion, that's the one. I know people who collect the dandelion crayon.
Oh. Mm.
Because it's harder to find.
Oh, okay, I see. Oh, yeah, I can see that.
There are some colors that are hard to find.
You know, we only have three main colors. And
basically.
And we're able to pull from those three.
By mixing them and matching them, and yeah.
So cool.
Mm-hmm.
So darn cool. I know that most people realize this when they're six and everything, but I came into that very late in life, and it just never gets old to me. I think that's very, very cool.
Colors are awesome.
That's how that works. And the creativity that is involved in that. Mm-hmm. I also cannot think of many more difficult jobs than trying to come up with new color new crayon names or colors.
Oh, there we go. Purple Heart. Is that the color that you said was the boomer's favorite? That one's probably the closest one to my hair color today.
Yeah. And that is that color, from looking at it, looks very similar to the color of a Purple Heart medal.
Yeah, it does.
So I see where that comes from.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. Yeah. They're all great colors.
I love Crayola. I'm a Crayola loyalist.
What's your favorite crayon? What's your favorite color? Let us know. We want to hear from you. Also still looking for your go-to winter drink, everybody.
Yeah.
What do you
Is there a specific tea you like? Ooh, or do you have a coffee shop in town that you frequent right now because they have a special that's going on for the season that's your favorite?
I encourage you to check it out, everybody.
Yeah.
Let us know. And watch out. Watch out, everybody, especially if you are in England. A wildlife sanctuary in England is asking the public to keep an eye out for a naughty teenager flamingo.
Okay.
That escaped from the park by vaulting over a wall.
It vaulted?
Yeah.
What did it use to vault?
Raise your hand if you were this age when you realized that flamingos could vault.
I still am not convinced.
Paradise Park in Halle, Cornwall, said the flamingo named Frankie escaped from the enclosure Sunday morning by flying over a garden wall despite her feathers being clipped.
Wow.
And that's a depressive flamingo. Quote, I don't think she knows what she's looking for, to be honest. She's just like a naughty teenager, sanctuary owner Nick Reynolds told the BBC. We had sightings back down in Halle yesterday. She has been spotted, so we are desperate to hear from that someone has found her. We need to get her back as soon as possible. We are really beside ourselves, to be honest. And as far as looking this morning, I did not see any reporting on that they had found her yet. Mm. Reynolds said Frankie hatched July 1st, becoming the second flamingo bred at the park, and the first to hatch naturally on a nest and be reared by its parents.
Wow.
So that might be noteworthy in this, that she's a teenager trying mm-hmm. to get away from her parents.
Yeah.
Park officials said that they are concerned about the dangers posed to Frankie as a flamingo in the middle of England.
In the wild.
Yeah, yeah, that doesn't really... Yeah.
In fall.
Apparently, they're certain. Like, they must have video of this or whatever, of the video.
Of it escaping.
Yeah. And I want to see this video. I need to see this video. I don't know that I've ever seen a flamingo necessarily even raising its wings up, mm-hmm. let alone, you know, flying or taking the flight. It's also kind of cool that this the history of Frankie here. If you go over to their sure. website, paradisepark.org.uk, you can see that this flamingo has had quite a life.
Very cool.
It's quite interesting. You know, when it comes to animals, I know quite a bit about quite a few of them. There are mm-hmm. certain animals, though, I got no clue about anything. I think flamingos, I know the same thing everybody else does about why they're pink.
Right.
Because, you know, it's the food that they eat or whatever, right. and it makes them pink. Like, that's it. End of discussion. I don't know anything else about flamingos.
Fair.
Not on purpose. I just...
And it's one of those things, right? It has happened to become a niche of mine now. Any like, water, wetland birds... people tend to overlook them, and they're really cool. At least in America, people tend to overlook them, but we're lucky to live in Wisconsin and have the International Crane Foundation just down the road when it's open. Shout out to the International Crane Foundation, mm-hmm. one of my favorite places to go to.
Well, to that point, Laura, I experienced this a little bit at Humke when I was a kid and I first moved out here. Mm-hmm. Where we lived in Rome, my papa would take me out of the boat all the time on Lake Camelot, and we saw this bird that was gigantic.
They're gigantic.
And had these incredibly long legs, and it looked really cool to me, and then it flew. Mm-hmm. And that wingspan massive. And everything, again, like it was yesterday, I can imagine it. Mm-hmm. Had this blue hue to it and everything.
Oh, so you saw a herring.
I saw a herring, yes. And then it was like a week or a two, or I don't know when yeah. later, I saw a crane for the first time. And yeah. I had never seen birds this big or mm-hmm. like from me to you in distance sure. and everything. I didn't even, you know, never thought about that stuff.
It was funny. While we were living with my dad, there was a blue heron that lived, because my dad lives on a lake house. And we lived with him for a short time. And at the time, Quinn was obsessed with dodos. She still is. That's not whatever. But when she would look out the window and see the heron at the lake, she was convinced it was a wild dodo. Like, I had to break the news to her at that point. It was a rough time. But yeah. also, I love blue herons, and I love it. I can't be mad about it.
They're beautiful birds. And
handled the news well.
I could not wait to talk to kids in class about this, because I actually had something that I felt like was topical that they would, you know, I could actually talk to them about and everything. Mm-hmm. Everybody looked at me like I was crazy. Like, yeah, it's a herring, big deal. But yeah. to me, I just thought wild. I thought
blue
it was awesome.
Herons
literally
are cool.
Wild.
It's okay to appreciate cool things, even if you've seen them a dozen times.
I think it's a fun point, you know, taking a little time to research or learn more about some of these mm-hmm. animals. It might be really enjoyable to people. And we cannot stress enough that National Crane Foundation is a must.
The International Crane Foundation is awesome.
It's a must. Everybody awesome. Has to check it out.
I get a year pass for my family. It's really not even expensive. The money's going to good stuff and conservation. It's a great place.
I'm going to be following this story. I want to make sure Frankie gets home. I'm going to be following
I
that
hope
one.
Frankie makes it home. Frankie the Flamingo.
Frankie the Flamingo. It's a great name.
It's a
great
solid name. I can't be mad at it. I really can't.
It's pretty good. And then there's this emu that I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
Emu, Frank. Frank the Emu.
Okay, Frank the Emu.
Yeah. An Arizona Police Department shared video of the moment that emu named Frank was finally captured after 2 days on the loose in Cottonwood.
Wow.
The Cottonwood Police Department said on social media that officers and animal control had been trying to rally in Frank for days. quote, our dispatch started getting calls that there was an emu walking through the parking lot of our Walmart here in town and trying to attack people.
Okay.
Now, they're not certain that he was necessarily trying to attack people or try to get their attention.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because he knew he wasn't where he wanted to get home. You know, yeah. I don't know. Burns said one caller had mistaken the Australian bird for a baby giraffe.
Whoa.
How... How little do you know birds to mistake an emu
for a giraffe?
And is that understandable? Like, I'm saying as a city boy here, like, I'm looking for grace.
No, that's a stretch. That's a stretch, no matter how you look at it. It's a stretch
even to me.
Like, even in shadow.
Kind of feels like a bit of a stretch.
It's obvious.
It feels a little bit like you should be able to tell.
And also, people don't exactly farm giraffes.
I do kind of love the innocence of that, though.
Honestly,
you just know animals that bad.
You keep that childlike wonder.
I think there's something almost charming about that, I guess. I don't know, for lack of a better word, but those are just fun stories. I got the links all for you. I will send those over to you, Laura. So you
awesome.
A big appreciation to you and the podcasting you do with these. I know how much our audience appreciates it. Take a time out. We'll come back. Wrap of the show, morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio, grabbing that train out of town. We're wrapping up the show for today, but we'll be back tomorrow. Got a fun show lined up for you tomorrow.
Well, not me.
We do have a fun show. Well, you'll be producing.
I'll be around, but yeah. I will not be here in front of a microphone. It will instead be Aaliyah.
She's going to join us tomorrow, along with a special guest, as we celebrate WFHR's 85th anniversary. Mm-hmm. We'll have some fun with that. Looking forward to it, and encourage you to listen in. And you know, certainly appreciate the audience's participation in our anniversary. Not only tomorrow, but all month long. You want to call up with WFHR memories, things that you've enjoyed over the decades about our programming. We'd love to hear from you. Mm-hmm. You guys are the most integral part about what we do. We none of this matters without you.
Nope.
So we appreciate your feedback, your participation, and then having some fun with us as we spend the month of November celebrating 85 years here at WFHR.
Yeah.
And of course, one of the main reasons we are here, one of the main things we do, is we try to be a megaphone for our community.
We are.
We try to bring attention to things and have on our nonprofits and really talk about this area. Mm-hmm. And right now, you can make an argument our job has never been more important.
No, our work with nonprofits has always been our favorite thing to do, but now it's the critical thing to do. It looks like there's a good chance that there will be a need for food later this month and possibly farther beyond that. And so now is the time to, if you have it, if you are available, or if you're able to donate to your local food pantries, now's the time. Call up 211 and see how you can volunteer with the United Way. Now's the time to get those things in order so that when the help is needed and it becomes desperate, we're not struggling to find the resources.
There are people out there with means that do donate, but we all know our fellow Midwesterners. More times than not, the people that are giving to these things, to our food pantries and that, are people that don't have a ton themselves. I send a special shout out to those individuals, those families out there, and appreciate them.
Yeah.
There is other opportunities too if you are not able to do that. There is volunteering. You're going to see a lot of events over the next couple of months and next year with our nonprofits.
Yep, and I bet most of them are going to have a food pantry donation site.
All hands on deck. If you're able to donate items, that's greatly appreciated, more than we can put into words. And volunteering really helps too.
Exactly. If you're not able to donate items, if you even have time.
I know that my family and I we have a box put aside for this. I imagine other families out there have one of those cardboard boxes in their kitchen doing a similar thing. We appreciate that. There is no small gift. There is no small act, especially with this. And if I can speak for myself for a second, I'm a student of history. I love history. And one thing in particular about our country, when the government doesn't do their job, we do it for them.
Yep.
And we are always going to be a reminder of democracy and a reminder that we are in charge. The people. And we're taking notes. I'm keeping receipts. I'm not speaking for anybody else here, just myself. I'm keeping receipts. And while my fellow community and my fellow Americans go hungry, I'm seeing politicians not struggling. They look pretty fit. They don't look like they're struggling. They don't look like they're hungry.
Throwing parties.
Yeah, yeah. I don't see a single one of them relating to what we are going through.
Yeah.
Let's have each other's back. Mm-hmm. Let's do what they're not doing, because we do have to work. Yeah. And let's have each other's back on this one and donate where you can.
We're the last line of defense. It shouldn't have fallen onto us, but that's where we're at.
keep in mind, there are a number of different resources out there for you. Laura gave you probably the one that's got the most information at 211. Mm-hmm. Encourage you to call them up for any information you might need about this topic. And certainly bookmark the United Way's website, uwswac.org. Want to send a special shout out to Focus as well.
Yep, Food Pantry Focus.
Our good friends over there and the great work they are doing. We'll keep on this topic, everybody.
Yep. We're going to keep reminding you that there are food pantries in the area where they are. Right now, we're going to focus on donating and getting volunteers into those places right now, but later on the call is going to be to remind you that there is help and there is support. We've got to build it first.
We'll be talking about food pantries, free Thanksgiving meals, a number of different things as the month goes on here, and let's make sure that everybody that needs to know knows about these different events. Mm-hmm. Looking at our schedule, we got a great one lined up for you today. As I mentioned earlier, we're going to be joined by our friends from McMillan Memorial Library. Mm-hmm. Got a couple of great guests joining us. We're going to have some fun with Heather and
Heather and Eric aren't coming in. Hang on.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
She emailed me yesterday.
I just looked at it like 2 minutes ago, too.
Yeah.
But we are looking forward to not only talking about the concert that's coming up, but
Kristen
some other
and Mary Beth.
Yeah, great people.
Yeah, they're going to be coming in from the makerspace, the studio, and so you're going to get to talk about everything in the library's makerspace.
We got a great half an hour coming up. I look forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. A little bit later today here at WFHR at 7:05, we got the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. Badgers are hot right now. Badgers are playing good hockey right now.
Good,
be sure to check that out. Go ahead and check that out, everybody. 7:05 right here at WFHR. Looking forward to it. We also have a great opportunity for superheroes out there, Laura.
We do. The American Red Cross is having a blood donation event today at Grace Lutheran Church, 1531 Whitrock Avenue. It starts at 12:30 today and ends at 5:30. They're also going to be having one on Thursday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the ODC in town. That's 1191 Huntington Avenue. For more information about those events and all the other American Red Cross blood donation events in your area, visit redcrossblood.org.
We got some Veterans Day events coming up in our area, November 10th and 11th. Monday, November 10th, VFW has a spaghetti dinner, all you can eat. Veterans eat free at the VFW Post 2534, 2711 Redden Road, right here in Rapids, 4:30 to 7:30. That event will go on Monday, that spaghetti dinner. Mm-hmm. And then that following, right the next day, Tuesday, 11 a.m., Veterans Day ceremony at Veterans Park, downtown Rapids. 1 p.m. will be the Legacy Stone dedication at Assumption High School. And then at 3 o'clock, the Veterans Day observance and rededication of the Veterans Memorial over at Midstate.
All right.
Attend all of these if you can, or at least some of them if you can. And every day when you get a chance, thank a vet.
Yes, especially during the month of November.
Our friends at the Moravian Church got a couple of things going on that are pretty cool.
They do. They have their chili dinner on Saturday, November 8th, from 4 to 7 p.m. For ages 13 and up, it is $8 a quart. And if you are 6 to 12, it is $4 a quart. And if you are under 5, that is free. Or it's maybe not a quart at those ages, but you know what I mean. Plus, you can carry out for $8 a quart. Head on over to 310 First Avenue South in Wisconsin Rapids for the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church's chili dinner on Saturday from 4 to 7.
That just sounds good.
I like chili. Honestly, I very rarely say no to chili.
It's going to be a good event. And right in that same neck of the woods, the Wisconsin Rapids Winter Farmers Market is back in action. You can check it out at the Moravian Church at 310 First Avenue South, right in Rapids. Saturday's 9 to 1. November through mid-May, this will be going on. Local food, community, crafts. It is a one-stop shop for just fun and just community. And it's also a great place to go just to hang out.
Yeah.
Like just to get to, you know, talking to people, get out of the house a little bit, especially as the colder months get closer around and everything. Mm-hmm. Be sure to make a note to check out the Winter Farmers Market going on Saturdays, 9 to 1, over at 310 First Avenue South, right here in Rapids.
It's awesome that we have that. We don't have to give up on our farmers market for the winter. It's so cool.
Wanted to put a reminder out there to people, too.
That's right. The Cowboy Union Jam is looking for a few singers or musicians to perform at McMillan Memorial Library in Wisconsin Rapids on the second Wednesday of each month from 1 to 3 p.m. They play a mix of classic country, bluegrass, and gospel. The jam has been playing at the library since 2012, but they could use a few more dedicated volunteer singers and players. So if you or anyone you know is interested, please have them call Steve and Lisa at 715-630-1827 for more information about the Cowboy Union Jam.
Oh, you get a chance to check them out, everybody. If you haven't before, great band. Really fun band. Fun music. I dare you to not have a good time listening
to them. It's a good time every time.
It's been a great time today. Great show, Laura.
You too.
Be good to each other out there.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.